My dearly beloved in Christ, today is the feast of St. Louis Marie de Montfort, who passed away on this day, April 28th, in the year 1716. And because St. Louis Marie de Montfort is really a saint for our times, I would like to speak about his life and give you a few details. St. Louis was born in 1673, in a small town in western France called Montfort. And so he took the name Louis of Montfort instead of using his surname Grignion. St. Louis was the first of 18 children in his family. And as a boy, young man, he wanted to become a priest. But the family were very poor, so that was going to be a difficulty, and he had to work, take on jobs to be able to go to the seminary. But eventually he was ordained in the year 1700 and died just a short 16 years later at the age of 43. He really wore himself out. St. Louis, as a young priest, was assigned as a chaplain to a hospital. But that was not adequate to give sufficient outlet for his zeal. He wanted to be a missionary. He even thought of coming to America to work among the Native Americans in what was called New France. So he went to Rome to speak to the Pope, and he went on foot to Rome on pilgrimage to speak to the Holy Father, Pope Clement XI. And the Holy Father said to him, "No, don't go to the New World, go back to France and be a missionary in France." In other words, to give parish missions. But the Pope said, "I appoint you as an apostolic missionary," meaning with authority from the Pope, "but on one condition: you submit to the local bishops. You have to have the permission of the bishop of the diocese to preach in his diocese. You have to respect the authority of the bishops." So St. Louis went back, and he began this work of giving parish missions. And his work bore incredible fruit. In fact, it has been said that you could see the effect of a parish mission that he gave 3 and 4 generations later, that the parents would pass down their way of Catholic living to their children, who, when they grew up and got married, would pass it down to their children. So the effect of his preaching was felt for as much as 100 years later. And in fact, in 1789, there was the Freemasonic French Revolution, which was very anti-church, as well as anti-king, anti-government, and the church began to be persecuted. But there was only one area of France that rose up to resist this attack on the church and on society. And that was the area of the Vendée, which happened to be the very area that he preached his missions in. So St. Louis was known for his preaching. He would organize processions. He wrote hymns to our Blessed Mother, would encourage the people to pray the rosary. They would have processions praying the rosary. And the Jansenists didn't like these methods of his. Now, Jansenism was a heresy that arose in the middle of the 17th century, around 1650. And even though Jansenism was condemned by the Pope, nevertheless, some of its tenets continued on. And one of the aspects of Jansenism was an exaggeration of God's mercy to the point that people would go to communion only very rarely. And the Jansenists looked down upon pious practices like processions, the rosary, etc. They were very proud. And they constantly were striving to undermine his work. So St. Louis had quite a task in spreading the faith with these opponents, the Jansenists, trying to undermine what he did. And they would go to the bishops and influence the bishops against him, etc. One occasion, he was going to give a mission in one town, and right before the mission, he traveled there, and right before the mission began, the bishop revoked the permission because the bishop had been influenced by Jansenists against him. So what did he do? He went and made a retreat in a monastery and spent the while writing a booklet called The Letter to the Friends of the Cross, a beautiful writing. So that's what he did when he couldn't give the mission. On another occasion, he was in the pulpit or going into the pulpit to start the mission, and the pastor of the church, who had already given permission for the mission, changed his mind. Again, the enemies of St. Louis got to the pastor. He came out in the sanctuary and he said to the people, "I gave this priest permission to give you a mission, but I think you're wasting your time. You might as well go home and not listen to him." And went on to humiliate St. Louis Marie de Montfort. Well, what did he do? As soon as the priest finished and left the church, he knelt down, got out of the pulpit, knelt down, and said the Te Deum, a Catholic prayer of thanksgiving. And that was one of the best missions he ever had, conversions, etc. Because of the grace of the cross of contradiction and humiliation that he bore so humbly, that earned from God the graces for the conversion of many souls at that particular parish mission. And so that is what his life as a missionary priest was like. But many souls, again, were affected. On one occasion, there was one mission that was so successful that people wanted to do something as a perpetual remembrance of the mission. And they decided to build a Calvary scene on a hill in that town. And everything was done, everything was prepared, and right before it was to be dedicated and blessed, the word came from the bishop, "It's not to be blessed, it's to be torn down." St. Louis walked all night to the bishop to plead his case, and then all morning back, arriving back right before it was to be dedicated, and he couldn't change the bishop's mind, and so he said, "We have to take it down." The bishop said, "No, there's to be no blessing." So that was the type of man he was. As I mentioned, he wrote a letter to the Friends of the Cross, but that's just one of many writings he wrote. He wrote a beautiful book on the rosary called The Secret of the Rosary, which really is a must read for us to inspire our devotion to the rosary and our understanding of the importance of the rosary. Another book he wrote is called The Treatise on True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, which really is a masterpiece on devotion to our Blessed Mother. He wrote a synopsis of it called The Secret of Mary. But what's interesting about the book on true devotion is that he wrote right in the book, he said, "I clearly foresee that the devil will seek to destroy this book, to tear it to pieces, or at least to hide it in a trunk where it won't appear." Well, that's exactly what happened. However, or for whatever reason, it was in a trunk in the attic in the mother house of the order of priests that he founded, and was discovered by accident in 1843, thereabouts, 1840s, over 100 years after he wrote it. And the superior recognized the handwriting of this manuscript as being that of their venerable founder. The writing was sent to Rome to be examined, and it's beautiful to read what the popes have said about the book True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. In that book, St. Louis lays out the underpinnings of devotion to Mary, how important it is. And he distinguishes between a true devotion to Mary and then false devotions. And he systematically lays out a type of consecration which he calls total consecration to Jesus through Mary. He also uses the term holy slavery. And you'd have to read the book to fully understand this. We, religious of our congregation, every year, of course, we've made the consecration, but every year we renew it formally by going through the 33 days of steps that he outlines, beginning today on his feast day. And that leads us right up to the titular feast of our congregation, the 31st of May, and we renew our consecration. If you've never made that act of consecration, I would encourage you to read the book and prepare and make that act of consecration. St. Louis says everyone needs devotion to Mary to get to heaven. After all, she is the mediatrix of all graces. And he says, if God, God the Son, would come to us, came to us through Mary, we must go back to God by the same channel through which he came to us, through our Blessed Mother, through our devotion to her. But he goes on to say that everyone needs some devotion to our Blessed Mother to save his soul, but those who want to achieve a special sanctity need more devotion, and those especially who live in the latter times need a great devotion to Our Lady. And I don't think I have to convince any of you that we live in the latter times. So just to persevere, we need a strong devotion to our Blessed Mother. We need a true devotion to our Blessed Mother. So that would be a good book for you to read, True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary by St. Louis Marie de Montfort. He wrote several other works, but again, as I mentioned, is especially noted for the missionary work he did, his personal devotion to our Blessed Mother, and his understanding of the value of the cross. It seemed that his whole life as a priest was constantly being dogged by the cross. But he bore it, he carried it, and that earned the graces for the success of the work that he did. So these are things that we can learn from his life. As I mentioned, he died at a very young age, and he died because he had been poisoned. And even though he survived that attempt to kill him, his health was broken, and he died a couple years after that attempt to poison him in 1716. He was canonized by Pope Pius XII in 1947 and is truly a saint for our times. Let us pray to him today to help us have the devotion to our Blessed Mother that we need to persevere in these times and to value the cross and carry our crosses with patience, realizing that they will earn for us the graces to get to heaven. St. Louis Marie de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.